Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, all week we have been checking in with various parts of the country, particularly Munster, that's been badly affected by the big snow of 2025, the Shnachta. Charleville has actually been one of the worst places. There are wonderful photographs from there, but behind all the nice photographs is hardship. They had 27 hours indeed of heavy snowfall Saturday into Sunday. The schools are still shut. It's taken a couple of days for the main roads to clear. Many rural places are not at all clear. They're totally snowed in. The power has been out for days in some places. Water, if it wasn't an issue already, it's fast becoming one because the temperatures are plummeting more and more. And inside the town itself, a pub's beer garden was destroyed. Snow collapsed the canvas roof. Guttering has come down on shops and buildings in the main street. It is -3 down there at the moment, and it's going to freeze all day and stay at -3 and get worse tonight. Canon Donal O'Mahony, he's the parish priest in Charleville. Good morning, Canon Donal.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to
you. How are you? You've been up early this morning chatting to our team. You haven't seen the likes of this snow, have you, for many, many years?
I'd say 1963 was the last, I'd say, you know, full lot of snow that we got. 63 was very bad. It was in the fields that time. There was about a foot of snow on the fields for about 6 weeks that time.
Oh, wow.
And I'd say this time it has more or less the same, you know, a huge amount of snow, really, huge amount of snow.
Huge levels of snow. You've been a priest down there how long in Charleville?
I've 9.5 years to 10 years, almost 10 years.
Oh,
now,
you're nearly yeah. 10 years. Very good. And we're quite surprised because it's quite a busy church, isn't it? The church, the Holy Cross Church in Charleville.
Yes, it is a busy church. It takes in a lot of villages around and a lot of it's a very built up town, and there's a lot of villages around us as well that use the services of the church and the offices here and so on.
And you're bang in the centre of the town.
We are bang in the centre of the town, yeah. But for the moment, we have been rather marooned with all the snow.
Feels like the middle of nowhere at the minute. Monday was the holy day, of course, Feast of the Epiphany. That would normally be a busy day for the church and a lot of parishioners coming in. What happened this time?
Well, I'm afraid the conditions weren't suitable for people to come in, really. Certainly not by car. Some walked, all right. Some walked, and actually one person walked, and so we had to charge the phone because they had no electricity out the country. So they charged the phone before they went home into church. You know,
you're providing all sorts of services there. But the good thing is the Mass went ahead on the 6th of January.
Oh, it went ahead. We celebrated all the Masses, but we were just small numbers at all the Mass, very small.
Half a dozen or so. What would you normally have at Mass these days on a Sunday?
Well, we could get up to 800 to 1,000 people over the weekend, you know, up to weekend.
Really, across all the Masses?
Yeah, we would, yeah.
A surprisingly busy church for these times that are difficult for the church, obviously. But you've kept everything going. And there are daily Masses as well during the week still in Charleville.
We have daily Masses. Now the numbers obviously are small coming. But normally, you know, we could get 60 to 100 people at Mass on a morning Mass even at times, you know.
Wow, I'm very surprised.
So, but at the moment, obviously, they're down to a trickle.
Yeah, but you're still going.
We're still going. One good man yesterday morning who made it in on a four-wheel drive, he offered to clean the church of the snow, some of the grounds of the church, so I could get out myself and also people could come in. So he came back in an hour later with his machinery to clear some of the snow, so that has helped. At least I might be able to get out of the grounds myself now, because I haven't moved out of the grounds since Saturday myself.
Oh, you're totally marooned.
Well, yeah, well, there was a foot of snow around the car or so, yeah. So you just couldn't move.
So you had a volunteer who cleared the snow from around the church. I mean, I've seen the photographs, it's extraordinary. It must be fairly cold inside the church as well. It's difficult to heat it the
And of course, with the heating on, it should be cold, but still, with the heating on, it brought down, it moved the snow on top of the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, the sliding snow brought down some of the gutters.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a problem across the whole town. The gutters coming down.
The gutters in both sides of the church and in the back of the church were brought down. Not all now, but some there's damage and on both sides and at the back of the church as well.
Gutters are down, so, marooned, but the mass continues on. And I think one of the few parishes in the country still doing the daily masses during the week. How long have you been a priest, Donal?
I've been priest since 1976.
Go away. That's nearly 50 yeah. years.
Nearly 50 years, yeah. Nearly 50 years. But the next year will be the Golden Jubilee.
It's a Golden Jubilee. We hope you celebrate in style. And it's been a life worthwhile for you?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's a very... It's a beautiful life, really, in many ways. It's difficult at times, right? Yeah. Difficult at times, but it has been a very blessed life, really. Very, you know, a very fulfilled life. It's not an easy life by any means at times, but we plough on, and it's lovely to be able to help the people, especially in the prayer area and in the sacramental area, and. You know, in the confessional area particularly, can be very, very beautiful area for people to come and receive the forgiveness of sin and so on. And that can be a lovely grace to many people.
You provided an incredible public service, particularly when it comes to funerals, because people don't darken the church very often. But when it comes to funerals, they really rely on the likes of you. So congratulations on your 49 years going into 50.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, while you were talking to me now, there was an undertaker on to me, so I'd have to ring him immediately.
It's a busy place. You do have help, don't you? You have a curate.
Yeah, I have a curate, yeah. Yeah, and he's very helpful man. Very
Father
good.
Patrick Corkery. Very good.
That's
and
right.
You're
yeah.
a Cork man yourself.
I'd be from the Mallow area, yes. From Mallow. Yeah, yeah.
Very good. So you're not yeah. in too strange a place. Listen, we better let you go because you have to say Mass as well at 10 o'clock and the undertaker is ringing yeah. you and we have to let you on. But thanks a million for chatting to us this morning. That's Canon Donal
good
O'Mahony.
Good morning to all. Good morning to all.
Good luck.
Morning to
good
all.
Luck.
Okay.
Thank you so much. That's Canon Donal O'Mahony there. And he's in fine spirits. And the snow is cleared around. And Mass is happening at 10 o'clock this morning inside in Charleville, which is the Holy Cross Church. It's a spectacular looking church.